Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
And welcome.
Oh, too off script.
I know they couldn't hear that, but I could hear that.
Don't worry. I was just like, uh-oh, my place is very echoey. You can't hear it, can you?
I sort of can.
Yeah. But audio should be fine.
Yeah. What is that?
I need to go stop the dishwasher.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Damn, rude.
God. Wow, it's like I've never done this before.
Oh my goodness. Well, in our new studio, my goodness.
That's actually very true. It is our first time in my apartment.
It's so exciting. You have such a nice setup.
Thanks.
I love it.
Apart from the fact that I don't have seats for us.
Yeah, we're standing right now.
This is new for me.
I usually stand here. We gotta get a picture.
But yeah, so first time for me, not standing. First time for you.
Yeah, that's all right. It'll and we're fine. Marathoning tonight.
Great.
We're recording two minisodes and two main episodes.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be a breeze.
I think it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. I agree. All right.
For this minisode, we're going to talk about you.
I know. And I hate promoting myself.
You got
so
to, though.
Much.
Let's do it.
I know.
Okay, you guys, it's not yet, but in a little bit, our outro is sort of going to change because Bree has officially gotten an, what's it called?
LLC.
LLC.
Mm-hmm.
For her own company.
Yeah.
Her
Brianna
own.
Daniel LLC.
Yes. For editing.
Yeah. So. I mean, not just video, but. Wow. We're off to a great start. This is episode one of four. And I already can't talk to you. Not just video editing, but also like shooting the video. Mm-hmm. And okay, that's really the only other thing I do, but
hey, that works.
That and editing.
Yes. And
yeah.
So what do we have at Cinephile Productions?
Yeah, it used to be Creative Cinephile Productions, but then when I was talking to friends when I was trying to set up the LLC, mm-hmm. Kelsey actually. Mm-hmm. Was like, I think you should change it and make it something super easy because basically it gets confusing with payment if you don't.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes it better, easier. I can't remember exactly why, but I was like, that's smart. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what, last summer, mm-hmm. I was shooting videos for a softball league. And so I'll post a video of that on Offscript. Mm-hmm. I edit this podcast
mm-hmm.
and Lady Preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have done some work with Mukai Gardens and Farms.
Oh, cool.
In Vashon Island.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. I shot their Haiku Fest and their last day of the Studio Ghibli Fest.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of everything.
Right.
I feel like I'm put on the spot, even though I knew what we were talking about. I
texted her. I was like, this will be the perfect mini. So just, you got to promote yourself. She's like, that's a great idea.
I just really hate promoting myself.
I could interview you.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
All right.
Okay.
Hello. Would you like to introduce yourself? Because that's what we make all of our guests do.
Yeah, wow. We also forgot to say I'm Bree.
I'm Allie. I don't think so, did we?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I'm Allie. Okay, Bree. So, what made you want to start your own company? This is supposed to make it easier.
No. That I'm like, what did? I think I just wanted to get more. Actually, no, this is what it was. Sorry. It took me a minute to get there, but I got there.
Okay.
I wanted to be more official when I was trying to get my film gigs.
Okay.
I didn't want to just be like, oh, hey, I edit videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, especially because a lot of times when you say that, people are like, oh, do you have a card? And I had cards when Creative Cinephile was Kai Kodo.
Yeah.
Because it's gone through many different names now. And so it just kind of like made me want to be more official.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And if you could pick a favorite thing that your company does, what is it?
Editing.
Well, do you like editing audio or do you like editing video?
Oh, no. Video.
Yeah.
Video. Yeah. Yeah. I obviously do the audio way more.
Right.
Video is where it's at.
You've also done wedding videos and stuff, too.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yes. I those to me are like, oh, I forgot that I did Cassidy and Lexi's. I was going to be like, I've only done my cousins in West Virginia and Sierra's.
And I was like, I've been to one that you've done.
You're like, I was there with you. But they all just seemed, you know, they were all friends and family. So to me, I always forget that I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a big deal.
It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now I'm on the spot.
See how it feels?
Let's Google. Okay. I just Googled.
Okay.
Interview questions to ask a CEO, because that's you.
Gross.
What is your vision for this company's future?
Jesus. To get more video editing gigs.
Mm-hmm.
One day I would love for this to be my main job.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's my vision.
Okay.
To make this something that's sustainable.
The editing and everything. Mm-hmm, that would be really cool. So you listeners, if you need something edited. Could they send you videos and you edit it that way?
That's what me and Kelsey do.
Yeah.
I forgot she's in state now, but she's still like 3 hours north.
Yeah. So she sends them to you and you edit that way.
Google Drive, man.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys do
it. My website is actually linked in our show notes.
Oh,
so
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That one doesn't apply to you. What are the biggest challenges facing the company? No. Okay. I'm going to change that one. What are the biggest challenges in owning your own company?
Finding clients.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finding jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Pitching myself, selling myself. I also absolutely hate quoting how much I charge.
I know you are bad at that. There was a situation where people think I'm a professional photographer, you guys, because I take pictures for the yearbook. And so I just have cameras, fancy camera, and I don't know how to use it. Like, I seriously use the click and shoot button. That's it. I don't use any of the settings or anything. And people come up to me and say, oh, will you take pictures? Like, someone asked me to take their daughter's quinceañera pictures. I'm like, okay, no. I'm not going to ruin your special day. But I was like, oh, but I'll tell Bree, because Bree does photos too sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I asked her, I was like, okay, how much do you want me to tell them you charge? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, I need a number.
I always undershoot. Like, my goal with editing is one day I want to make like, look, see, I'm even about to undershoot it right now. Ideally, I want to make $175 an hour.
Wow.
Okay? Uh-huh. Because that's what editors can charge.
Yeah.
But I know I'm not there.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I'll do it for $25 an hour.
That's quite undershooting.
That's why I'm
25
like,
an hour is like what you can make at McDonald's now.
Yeah. So now I have like gotten a little bit more comfortable saying 50 an hour. But I'm like, man, you need to, like, it's always better to overshoot than undershoot, I think.
Yeah.
Because everyone will take you up on the 25 an hour and then you're like, God damn it. And you're doing video editing is hard work.
Right.
Like, it's not, I can sit down and get things done fairly quickly, but it's all the like going over it 5 million times. It's the sending it back and forth 5 million times. It's the X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
So
would there ever be like a flat rate? Like, okay, you can hire me for this much.
Yeah. That's an option. Yeah. It kind of, it depends on the project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Like with most weddings, I just do a flat rate.
Yeah.
That's what I've done.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
As a CEO, what are the most critical decisions you would need to make?
How much to charge?
That is quite an important one.
Yeah. Obviously, the other big one is, what is it called? My brain wants to say it's expenditures or whatever. I'm trying to think of the fancy CEO way of saying, expenses.
I mean, expenditures, I think, is also accurate. Yeah. That's, as soon as you get that stuff, it's easier, but getting all that stuff.
Yeah. There's like, I need a better laptop for editing.
Oh, yeah.
I need more lenses. I need better lights. 1000% need better lights. I also have the world's shittiest tripod.
Oh, shoot.
That's like embarrassing to take anywhere. I'm like, God damn, 20-year-old Brie was like, I'm going to get a tripod and be so professional and bought the cheapest one I could find.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what is an accomplishment that you have made like as in your company?
Okay, it's not. Does it have to be in my company or just my whole editing crew?
I think that is your company.
Okay, well, then I would say it's the fact that I am credited on IMDb as a lead editor. That's for a short.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You should post a link.
I gladly will.
Okay.
I always like to show it, especially since if you type in my name, Brianna Daniel, you know who usually pops up first? Daniel Radcliffe. I'm like, yeah, my last name is good for something.
Oh my gosh. We're almost done. Hang on. What are your major growth plans for the company in the next 3 to 5 years?
I know me and Kelsey have big goals and ideas for me, but I also know she's started her family and, you know, is very focused on that, but she's also focused on her goals and she wants to take the podcast to where she ends up going and doing like public speaking events.
Oh, that's cool.
And her plan with that is to then make enough money to pay me to come with her to shoot her videos and make her videos for her. So that's sometime in the future. I don't know if that's in 3 to 5 years, but that's at some point. It's always been talked about. Or like when she does her retreats, her yoga retreats and whatever, she wants me to come and film those for her. So there's that. And then I think I would just like to get like 2 to 3 more clients a year.
That would be nice. Yeah. You guys. If like she does video, she does podcasts. If you like have a podcast you want to start, but you're like, I don't know how to edit it.
I'm your girl.
Yes.
Especially since I've started too. So I kind of know a thing or two.
Yes. So let's do it. Hit her up.
Yeah, let's do it.
What if you get clients just based on this episode?
I'll be like, damn, I should have sold myself better. Said I had to be all shy.
You gotta humble. You're humble. That's true. It's good.
Had to fish the answers out of me.
That's okay. That's all right. All right. Any wrap up thoughts about your company?
It's awesome. It's the best. No, I don't have any wrap up.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed Under the Bridge.
That's what came up. Yes.
And I hope you enjoy Schindler's List next week. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Baby Liam Neeson. I always forget how little he is.
So little. Gosh. And Rafe is so little.
He really, they are. I'm like, oh, you know, babies.
Oh my goodness.
And then, oh, I guess we'll talk about that in Schindler's List. Never mind. Come this find is out. Not the time.
I know. We just got excited. We're about to record that one.
Yep.
All right. All right, you guys. See you Monday.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.